Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and I would like to welcome you to Bizim Top10 second quarter 2026 results call on the 18th of August 2026. At this time, all participants' lines are in listen-only mode. The format of the call today will be a presentation by the IR team, followed by a question and answer session. Without further ado, I would now like to pass the line to Ms. İşıl Bık. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good afternoon, esteemed investors and analysts. Welcome to Bizim Top10 conference call for the second quarter results. The presentation that you will see on the screen is now available on the Bizim Top10's investor relations website. As it always has been, our webcast will include general comments regarding the overall performance of the quarter. I will give more details about our financials, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Please note that the presentation, which contains the usual formal disclaimer concerning forward-looking statements, can be accessed through our website. The presentation and the entirety of today's discussion are conducted subject to the disclaimer. In the interest of time, I will not read the disclaimer. If there are no objections, I propose to take it as read into the records for the purpose of the conference call. Please note that all figures are in Turkish lira unless otherwise stated, and rounding differences may occur. Also, in accordance with the Capital Markets Board's decision, presentation contains only TFA 29 applied financials. Finally, I would like to highlight that the webcast has been recorded, and it can be published on our investor relations website in accordance with our privacy note that you see at the beginning of the presentation. Now, let's start the presentation with a summary of the quarter. Macroeconomic environment and its effect on traditional channel customers continued during the second quarter of the year. Especially, global political atmosphere was tense and turbulent. Oil price increases fueled the inflationary expectations globally. Hence, although there was a slight increase in headline inflation, monetary policy remained strict. Therefore, its impact on the traditional channel customers' demand continued. According to experiences of our out-of-home consumption market customers, individuals' purchasing power deterioration caused significant demand decrease in the market by affecting the business performance of our out-of-home consumption market customers. In addition to this, high competition in B2B and B2C markets sustained. As a result, tough business environment remained in the market. On the company level, both Bizim Top10 and G2M maintained efficiency-oriented transformation strategy. Although growth levels are not enough encouraging, gross margin levels continued to be strong. Thanks to continued OpEx controls in each and every levels of the organization, total OpEx decreased by around 16%. Management stayed careful about new investments, therefore, evolution of store and warehouse performances continued. Three of the existing cash and carry stores were merged with Bizim Growth stores. One of the warehouse was closed and operations transferred to existing 13 warehouses. One new Growth store opened in Hatay, and one of the existing stores converted to Bizim Growth in Darıca. Therefore, Bizim Top10 continued its operations in 73 cities of Turkey with its 163 stores and 13 warehouses. Nine stores of the store network are in Bizim Growth format. In Seç sites, 35 Seç stores were closed in net during the quarter compared to the end of the first quarter. Total Seç market number is 2,244 by the end of the quarter. Seç closures continued to be resulted from market dynamics and economic reasons. We are not pleased about our business partners' current situation since they were forced to go out of the market due to the market dynamics. However, we are glad to say that remaining franchisees are stronger. Also, new entries continued and new business partners are efficient as well. For instance, new franchisee sales were fourfold of closed franchisees. Also, main category sales per franchise increased by 32% in Q2 compared to the same period of last year, with the support of the strong business partners. Let's move to financials. In Q2 and first half, total sales decreased by around 17% respectively. In Q2, total sales were 9.6 billion TL, while in the first half of the year, it reached to nearly 20 billion TL. As I mentioned in the beginning of my speech, macroeconomic conditions and highly competitive market environment were the main reasons for lower sales, which mainly resulted from traditional channels' performance. Also, internal inflation stayed lower than the headline CPI by shadowing growth and profitability performance under the TSA 29. However, customer mix improved towards more profitable customers. G2M and out-of-home consumption customer sales increased to 39% of total sales compared to 33% of the same period of the last year. Also, individual customers' purchases reached more than 17% of the total sales. Now I will continue with the gross profitability side. Gross profit decreased by nearly 20% in Q2 and 18% in the first half of the year. Gross margins were at strong levels. Gross margin was 15.8% in Q2 and 16.2% in the first half of the year. Minor deteriorations on the margins caused due to the high competitive environment of the market. Let's turn to operating expense slide. As we have constantly emphasized, management's main focus is keeping OpEx under control. Thanks to cost efficiency initiatives, we managed to decrease the operating expenses by 16% in Q2. Total OpEx was 1.7 billion TL compared to 2 billion TL of the same period of the last year. Also, in the first half of the year, total OpEx dropped from 4.1 billion TL to 3.6 billion TL. OpEx over sales ratio was 17.6% and 17.9% in Q2 and first half of the year respectively. Limited sales growth affected OpEx over sales ratio. However, we expect OpEx leverage will be improved in each quarter. Now I'll continue with the EBITDA slide. EBITDA decreased by 24% and 25% in Q2 and first 6 months of the year respectively. However, EBITDA margin stayed at strong levels. It was 3.1% in Q2 and 3% in the first half of the year. We believe expected sales increase and mix improvement will support EBITDA levels and margins in the following quarters. When we come to net income loss part, unfortunately, net loss continued. However, that net loss improved by 54% in Q2, and also it improved by 50% in the first half of the year. Strong gross margins and successful results of the OpEx control initiatives supported the bottom line. High interest expenses, limited sales growth, and TSA 29 implementation shadowed bottom line performance. However, we believe in the following quarters, we will continue to see an improvement in the bottom line trend. Next slide is about capital expenditures. As I mentioned, under our cost management actions, we limited capital expenditure and we continue to evaluate the performance of the existing stores. Therefore, in Q2, we opened a new store in Gross format. We converted one of the existing Cash & Carry store into Bizim Gross, and we merged three of the Cash & Carry stores with the Gross stores. As a result, Bizim Toptan closed the quarter with 166 stores in the 73 cities of Turkey. Also, we closed one of our warehouse in Gebze and moved operations into the existing other 13 warehouses. Total CapEx was 54 million TL, with a nearly 13% increase compared to the same period of last year. CapEx over sales ratio stayed around 0.27%. In the following quarters, we plan to convert some of the existing stores into the Bizimgöz format and renovate some of them to attract more customers with a wider product portfolio. Also, we continue to analyze the warehouse efficiency. Now, I would like to give brief information about working capital structure and balance sheet of the company. Like the previous quarters, we continued factoring the credit card receivables. Our focus was to optimize inventory days with improved availability. In the coming quarters, our main actions will be in that area as well. Like the previous quarters, we didn't have any liabilities except the rental contractual obligations of IFRS 16. Also, we have FX-free balance sheet structure. With this, I would like to start with the Q&A session.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your presentation. So we are now moving to the question and answer session. If you are connected via the phone and you would like to ask a voice question, please press star two on your phone and wait to be prompted. If you're dialed in by the web, you can type your question in the box provided or request to ask a voice question. We are happy to take the text question in both English and Turkish languages. We'll just wait a moment or two for the questions to come in. Just once again, if you would like to ask a voice question and you're connected via the phone, please press star two on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. If you're connected via the web, you can also request to ask a voice question or send your question as a text. Just a final reminder, if you would like to ask a voice question, please press star two on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. If you're connected via the web, you can also request to ask a voice question or send your question as a text. Okay.
I think there's no question.
It looks like we have no questions from the audience. I will pass the line back to Ms. İsel for her closing remarks.
Thank you, Rafa. Thank you for joining our call. I look forward to updating everyone about third quarter results at the beginning of November. Meanwhile, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact with me, and have a nice day. Oh, sorry, I think there is a question, but I, yeah, I saw a question on the screen, Rafael. Could you please help for taking it?
Yes, yes. We have a voice question from Kerem Edis from Yapı Kredi. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Hello, and thank you for the presentation, Işıl Hanım. My question regarding to your 2026 outlook, could you share more further information about your revenue and EBITDA margin outlook? Thank you.
Thank you, Kerem Bey. I guess you asked the current structure. I couldn't hear in the beginning of your question. I guess you are asking the current environment of the quarter. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. You can think that it's similar to the second quarter of the year. You know that our internal inflation is generally slightly lower than the CPI and the food inflation. You can think about mid to high single digits. So this trend is continuing in the third quarter as well. Demand conditions relate to macroeconomic environment and the overall performance of the individuals and out-of-home consumption customers, and also such side is similar to second quarter. Their demand is good. You know that the main problem is on the traditional channel customer side, and it's remaining. So on the profitability and the overall sales performance, you can think about similar to second quarter structure, and also OPEX control is still continuing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So let me just another quick reminder. If you would like to ask a voice question and you're connected via the phone, please press star 2 on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. If you're connected via the web, you can also request to ask a voice question or send your question as a text. I'll just wait a moment or so for any additional questions to come in. Okay, looks like we have no further questions.
Yes.
So let me pass again the line to Ms. Isil to close off the call.
Okay. Thank you, Rafael. Thank you, everyone, for joining our call. And meanwhile, if you have further questions, please don't hesitate to contact with me. And have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you very much. This concludes the call for today. We are now closing all the lines. Thank you and goodbye.